弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
不管现场的，包括线上的。
For those who are here in person or those who are online.
我刚刚在底下听诗班唱诗，我心里面非常感动。
I was very touched by the choir singing just now.
这样子的诗歌现在已经很少听见了。
Yeah, you can rarely find a hymn like what we just heard.
现代的教会很少人唱这一类的诗歌。
Church nowadays rarely sing a song like that.
但是这样子的诗歌是这样子生。的摸着我们
and it touches so deeply within.
是有深度经验、深度认识的人写得出来的。
This is written by someone who has deep understanding and experience.
所以我真的希望弟兄姊妹能够珍惜神给我们的产业。
Therefore, I urge you to cherish the inheritance that God has given us.
世界上的人不管我们死活的，但是神在乎我们死活。
People in this world they don't care if we live or die, but God cares.
他替我们死，为了要叫我们。为他活。
He died for us so that we can live for him.
我们与他同死，为的是与他同活。
We died with him so that we can live with him.
今天早上回去以后一直很亏欠，因为觉得太折磨你们了哈。
And after the first message, I feel very sorry because I tortured you.
因为大概是今年吧 ，Christianity Today 做了一个全美国的调查，很多的调查，他说现在美国三分之二的教会。讲到不超过半小时。
And Christianity, the magazine, did a survey. Nowadays, the average span of a message is about 30 minutes.
所以有一次有一个传道人跟我讲，他到加拿大去讲道。
One time, a preacher shared with me that he went to Canada.
他说时间快到的时候，大家都在看表。
He said when the time was about right, everybody started glaring at their watch.
当他超过预定时间的时候，大家把表拿给他看。
When he went beyond 30 minutes, everybody showed him their watches.
我今天早上超过这么多，你们没有人管我。
And I see that the time limit so much this morning, but nobody bothered me.
非常谢谢你们。
And I thank you for that.
施布珍在伦敦的这个Metropolitan Tabernacle Church, 教堂里面的钟被小偷偷走了。
And Spurgeon once was at this church in where?
在伦敦。Metropolitan Tabernacle.
A tabernacle in London. The clock there was stolen.
小偷留了一个字条给他。
And the thief left a note.
他说牧师先生，我知道你们只在乎永恒的问题。
And I know you only care about things of eternal value.
时间对你们不重要，所以我把它拿走了。
Time has no value to you, so I take away the clock.
是的，我们真的是很重视永恒啊。
Yes, we do emphasize on eternity.
但是我还是希望时间上不要折磨你们。
But I still don't want to torture you too long.
因为听到其实比讲道还累的。
You know, listening to a sermon is harder than delivering a sermon.
真的。
Really?
所以我们今天继续赶快来讲第二堂，因为第二堂实在太重要了。
And I want to hurry on and talk about the second message. It's so important.
那我早上讲过，疫情好像搅乱天下一样啊。
I shared this morning how pandemic stirred up the entire world.
但是整个疫情，你从属灵的角度来看
，But from the spiritual perspective.
神容许它发生，不是为了制造问题，而是为了显明问题。
God allows pandemic to happen not to create more problems but reveal existing problems.
每一次当神显明的时候，其实神是为了医治我们。
Every time he reveals something, he meant to heal.
他为了叫我们归正，为了叫我们回到正路上。
So that we can be corrected and back to the right path.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管疫情带给了你什么样子的伤害。
Therefore, whatever the hurt or injury you have through pandemic.
我自己的家人就走了三位。
I have lost three family members through pandemic.
弟兄姊妹，我们都经过，都经历过一些的难处，在这过去几年里面。
In the past few years, we all have encountered hardship.
但是弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上绝对不是叫我们受苦的。
But dear brothers and sisters, God's purpose is never for us to suffer.
而且原谅我说，疫情不过只是一个开始而已。
And forgive me for saying this, pandemic is nothing but a start.
你照着圣经来看的话，将来的情形只会比今天更糟糕。
And you look at what's said in the Bible, things is going to get worse.
所以如果这一次没有把我们唤醒，没有把我们纠正，没有把我们提升的话。
Therefore, if pandemic did not wake up or elevate us,
我不晓得我们怎么样子去面对将来一个更大的挑战。
And I don't know how we can face the future challenges which are even greater.
我一点都不是乌鸦嘴啊，在讲不吉利的话。
I'm not here just to bad mouth things.
真的，整个世界 那个不要说外在的环境，整个世界是在快速的堕落。
The whole world is deteriorating at a fast pace.
我今天早上讲过，看了这么多的教会。
I share with you this morning. I have seen so many churches.
你越来越深感受到教会所面对的挑战。
And you really sense the challenges church has.
先不讲整个世界那样子快速的堕落跟混乱。
Not to mention the chaos and the deterioration of the entire world.
在整个人类历史上，没有一个人类的历史像今天这个时代人这么忙，而且是普遍性的忙。
And we have never encountered in the history of man experiences something like what we have today. We are extremely busy.
大人忙，小孩子也忙。
Adults are busy, so are children.
一个小萝卜头三岁在那里跑来跑去，妈妈说你在干嘛？他说我在忙，你没看到。
A little three-year-old are running around, and mommy says, "What are you doing?" He said, "Can't you tell I'm busy?"
你不要说这三岁小孩，我听过好几个小学生说，跟他爸爸妈妈说，我好累。
And I've heard a lot of elementary students, school students complain that they are so exhausted.
除了学校有那么多的挑战，那么多的压力。
Other than the challenges and pressure academically.
下了班，妈妈在马路上都是妈妈送来送去，去学这个学那个学那个。
And you see all these after school lessons and trainings here and there.
我知道一个家庭，一个小孩子让他学六样东西。
And I've known this family whose child is taking six extracurricular classes.
学钢琴，学珠算，学足球，学这个，我都去跟他。爸妈说不要这样子折磨你的孩子。
To a point, I need to talk to his parents that don't torture your kid like this.
所以忙忙忙忙到最后就是盲目，这两个几乎画等号了。
And we got so busy to the point we become blind that these two words have become the same.
所以今天这个世代是非常忙碌的世代，也是一个非常盲目的世代。
We're living in an era that's extremely busy, also extremely blind.
所以这个。然后第二件事情，我早上说过了，资讯实在是太多了。
And also, I share with you, we're living a time full of data.
多到你真的读不完。
And to the point you can't finish reviewing them all.
现在又跑出一个 ChatGPT。
Now we have a ChatGPT.
那么多人劝我赶快去弄，可以找很多的资料，甚至不要预备讲章了，他帮你预备。
Some people gave me advice that don't bother to prepare your message, just use ChatGPT.
就是一大，我到现在还没开哈，一大堆东西你已经看不完。
And I have more than enough to review.
但是看着这么多，人变得越来越肤浅。
But with all these information available, we become shallower than before.
Richard Foster 的一句话我一直很深刻，他说，肤浅是这个世代的咒诅。
And I remember vividly what Richard Foster says. Shallowness is the curse of this generation.
你不觉得吗？
Don't you think so?
大家手机拿出来，天天滑滑滑滑滑，看不知道看多少东西。
We keep on flipping the screen of our cell phone day and night.
但是人变得越来越肤浅。
But we become so shallow in our knowledge.
很多的时候环境摇一摇，我们就垮了。
And we're easily shaken or collapse.
因为我们不深了。
Because we don't have a deep root.
我们就忙着外面的事，我们就忙着看这么多东西。
We're so busy with things outwardly. We're busy with flipping through pages on the phone.
主耶稣说不可少的就一件。
But Jesus says there's one thing that you should not lack.
但是我们几乎什么都可以少。
But we were.
什么都不能少，就是可以少这一件。
Yet to us, seems that's the only thing we can lack.
你从早上起来就已经所有的事情排得满满的，你要忙着忙着跑这跑那。
From the moment we wake up, we have a list of to-dos.
你就算有点空闲，也是拿出手机滑滑滑。你去台北看那些捷运上，看是在 subway 上都在滑，对不对？
Even we have some time, we won't be spending with the Lord. Look at what happened in the subway in Taiwan. People are busy reading their cell phones.
不光台湾，在中国一样啊。
Or anywhere in the world.
伦敦一样，全世界都一样。
London the same, Taiwan the same, China the same.
多少人看着这照片照到那些年轻人滑，然后撞到电线杆，对不对？
You saw people looking at their cell phone and running to the pole.
连那个小家伙那么小都在那里滑。
Even the little children do that.
还包着尿布不会站，已经在那里滑了。
When they are still wearing diapers, they are doing that.
弟兄姊妹，这是这整个世代就是把人带到远离神。
The whole time is bringing us away from God.
你不需要犯罪就可以远离神的。
You don't have to sin to be away from God.
因为太多事情把我们时间力量都拿去了。
Because many other things has distracted.
第三个很严重的挑战。
And the third challenge we have.
几乎也是众教会面临的挑战。
And it's the challenge faced by many churches.
就是传承的问题。
It is pass on the baton.
当然包括了属灵的传承对着教会里面。
Including the spiritual inheritance.
包括了下一代的养育。
And the cultivation and education of the next generation.
这两个问题不仅开始越来越严重，将来只会更严重。
And it's gonna get worse and worse.
现在的孩子太难教了。
It's hard to educate kids these days.
现在孩子太难养。
It's hard to bring them up these days.
所以父母亲不好好为孩子祷告，求神给智慧，给恩典。我跟你说，我们真的不知道怎么养孩子。
I say if we don't know how to pray, ask for wisdom and grace from God as parents, then we won't be able to do it right.
你想想你的孩子将来要面对整个科技带给人类的这些影响。
Just imagine the challenges and pressure they will have due to technology.
科技的进步有它的好处。但是科技的东西只能成为我们的仆人，不能成为我们的主人。
Technological advance has its benefits, but it can be only our servants, cannot be our master.
你看看现在多少青少年，手机、电脑、网络、电玩都是他们的主人。
Look at our young people, what they are playing, the games, the computers, and the internet, these have become their master.
你不要说小孩子，大人一样，好弟兄
姐妹。Not only young people, adults are the same.
当爸爸妈妈的你把你一天的时间稍微整理一下，你花多少时间做什么？
Try to sort it out, summarize your life every day.
你就晓得我们花了太多的时间在这个世界上。
And then you realize that we have spent so much time in the things of this world.
我们怎么传承？
How can we pass it on?
所以我早上也是有感而发，因为碰到很多的弟兄们到了五六十岁，六七十岁，说要把责任丢给年轻人。
And this morning I shared something that was deep in my heart that how older generation is trying to pass the spiritual baton to the younger generation.
决定不能丢给年轻
人。But you cannot throw it onto their shoulders.
要培养他们，要陪着他们，到最后他们真的起来扛接责任。
You have to cultivate and you have to walk with them to train them so that they can really take it over.
你就看到很多的教会青黄不接。
And you see a lot of churches are without the next generation.
很多的教会没有人起来传承。
And no, there's no next generation to receive the baton.
像于神母下午说的，约书亚那一代过去了，底下人就垮了。
Like our sister shared this afternoon, once Joshua and the people of his generation passed on, the future generation just collapsed.
所以我希望我们一起回到最根基、最基本的一些的。救恩真理太重要了。
Therefore, I want to bring you back to the basics. Those are so important regarding the truth of the salvation.
怎么样子来经历这个无可比的基督？
We need to know how to experience this incomparable Christ.
今天我们提了三件事情。
And three things we mentioned earlier.
第一个讲到享受基督的内住。
First is to enjoy the indwelling of Jesus Christ.
至终是要活出基督的荣美。
And at the end of the day, we want to live out His beauty.
因为道成肉身是我们个人、家庭、教会最大的使命。
Because Word becomes flesh is the greatest mission that we have as individual and church.
我不光得着了基督的内住。
Not only I have the indwelling Christ.
而我们至终是要活出基督的荣美来。
Eventually, we need to live out His beauty.
这个好像一楼跟三楼。
It's the difference lies between the first floor and the third floor.
所以你要从一楼达到三楼，你需要经过二楼。
In order to reach the third floor, you have to pass through the second floor.
二楼就是我们今天晚上要讲的。
And this is our message tonight about the second story.
是什么？
What is it?
接受基督的替代。
Accept the substitution of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果没有经过这一关，
If we do not pass through this floor,
我们虽然得救了，虽然基督内住了，
We may be saved, we may have the indwelling Christ.
但是你会发现在我们的生活上见证上并没有达到该有的境界。
But then you realize our life hasn't reached the level that we should have manifested.
所以我很简单的复习一下早上讲的基督的内住。
So let me do a quick summary of what we shared this morning.
基督内住讲到三件事情。
The indwelling Christ has three points.
基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
基督是我的一切。
And Christ is our all.
然后基督永远。
And Christ is with us always.
所以当我们离开了基督是我们生命的这个根基的时候，
If we depart from the foundation that Jesus Christ is our life,
就像我下一张图所预备的
It will be just like the next slide.
很多人过圣诞节，
Many people celebrate Christmas.
去买一棵圣诞树来，
You get a Christmas tree.
在上面挂这个挂这个挂这个，
And you decorate with many beautiful things.
弟兄姊妹，当一个生命 被切断的时候
，When a life is cut off from its root，
它离开了生命的源头
，It has departed from the root of its life。
枯干是它的结局
，The natural result is dryness。
被焚烧是它的结局
，And also being burned。
不管中间你用多少的东西去装饰它
，No matter how many things you use to decorate it。
所以一个没有信主的人。
For someone who has not believed in the Lord，
或是一个已经信了基督，但是却没有在主观上活在连结里面的人。
Or someone has believed in the Lord but has not lived in a life that's connected with Christ subjectively。
你可以用很多东西去布置你这棵圣诞树。
Yes, you can decorate your life with many things。
哦，最肤浅的就是穿名牌的衣服，对不对
？And the easier thing is to wear name brand clothing。
对不起哈，我可能得罪很多。
Sorry, I may have just offended everybody。
我是说只注重穿名牌。啊，天天 show off， 我这是什么东西
？So that I can show off what I have。
啊，你没看到我这个表啊
？Didn't you see my watch？
啊，你没看到我这个、啊、
？Didn't you see my hair？
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们装饰很多，用学位来装饰，用房子，用车子，用很多东西来装饰。
We have so many decorations, maybe our wealth, our house, our education degree。
啊，你的孩子才上 UC 啊，我儿子都是常春藤的。
Your kids go to UC？Oh, my kids go to Ivy League.
弟兄姊妹，我们用很多东西去挂这棵树。
We use a lot of things and put them on this tree.
我不是说我们不能有世上的成就。
I'm not saying do not have any achievement in this world.
而是我们不能离开生命的源头而来装饰它。
But that we cannot depart from the source of life and decorate our life.
如果我是这样子一棵要被切断的树，就算我再美丽，我宁可连于源头。
And if I'm just like this tree, no matter how beautiful I am, but cut off from the source, I'd rather be connected with the source.
我愿意单单纯纯地活在山野中，但是满了生命。
I want to live in the wilderness, in the mountains, in the woods, as long as I'm connected to my life source.
所以我们的人生是圣诞树的人生嘛。
So what kind of life we have? A life like a Christmas tree?
另外一个图是海边的沙丘啊。
And the next slide is the sandcastle.By the beach.
我第一次到中国去的时候，第一站就是东北的哈尔滨。
And I went to China for the first time. The first stop I made was in a city called Harbin.
零下摄氏28度。
And it was as cold as -28°C.
把我这个在台湾长大的人真的冻死了。
And for someone come from tropical Taiwan, I was frozen to death.
而且他们没有厕所，你一定都得出到外面去上厕所。
And there's no restroom inside the house. You have to go out to go to the restroom.
那么忍冻忍了那么快，将近10天啊。
And I was enduring the coldness for about 10 days.
然后我们又出发到下一站去了。
And so we move on to the next stop.
所以东北很遗憾的冰雕就差几天没有机会看。
And because I had to depart from that city, I didn't have a chance to get to see the ice show, ice carving show.
这个冰雕跟堆沙堡差不多。
It's the same concept as.Castle here.
这个图这么漂亮，我决定相信现在不在海边了。
And even though the sandcastle is built so beautifully, I believe it is no longer by the beach now.
早就被风吹走了，早就被海浪卷走了。
It has been blown away by the wind or washed off by the ocean.
冰雕一样。
Same way with the ice carving.
早就化光了，就算他得到了这个第一名。
Even though you may win the first place.
弟兄姊妹，那到底我们在追求什么
？So dear brothers and sisters, what are we pursuing?
我们在追求人怎么夸我们吗
？We're pursuing the boast of men, the praise of people.
我们在追求怎么样子自己很得意吗
？And are we pursuing things to make ourselves proud?
还是我们在这里追求那种永恒、有永恒价值的
？Or are we pursuing things has eternal value?
所以基督不仅内住在我们里面
，Christ does not only dwell inside of us，
让我们重生得救
，so that we can be reborn，
让我们被称为义
，and we can be justified。
我们整个的一生，这个生命在我们里面要长大成熟
，and this life within us has to grow and mature。
我们知道这个叫做所谓的成圣的过程
，and this is the process we call sanctification。
最后我们要得着荣耀
，eventually at the end we'll be glorified。
所以基督来不光叫我们得救
，so Christ does not come just to save us。
他要叫我们一生来经历得胜
，but experience His victory。All the days of our life,
而且要叫我们得荣
and eventually to be glorified.
所以得救、得胜、得荣，这是神在我们身上一直在做的。
So this is what God has been doing consistently: saved, sanctified, and glorified.
这是我们整个人生的过程。
And that is the process of our life.
所以在成圣的过程中，有一个关键的东西叫做基督的替代。
And in the process process of sanctification, there's one important thing that is called sanctification. A substitution of Christ.
就是在我们所有的生活里面遭遇里面我们来得着基督。
Means in all my circumstances, I need to experience Christ.
我们经历了基督在我们里面替代我们。
We experience the fact that Christ is my substitution.
每一次的替代就带来 transformation.
And every substitution like that brings in transformation.
每一个的替代就让我们生命更成熟。
And every substitution brings our life more mature.
能够更像耶稣。
And to be more like Christ.
有一次在网络上我看到就是小鸡的照片我很喜欢啊。
And one time I saw on the internet a picture like this.
所以你们中间有这种创意的多把圣经一些图把它变出来。
Among you, if you're creative, try to, you know, illustrate the concept in the Bible.
他说我们众人敞着脸见着主的荣光好像从镜子里反照。就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
That we saw the glorious face of Jesus Christ as we were watching him from the mirror.
我早上说过，不同的生命一定有不同的表现。
Different kind of life has different manifestation.
老母鸡要学老鹰飞，不可能的事情。
It's impossible for a chicken to fly like an eagle.
因为它没有那个生命。
Because it does not have the life of an eagle.
但是我们基督徒在整个成长蜕变的过程中。
For us Christians, we are in the process of transformation.
保罗告诉我们来照属灵的镜子。
And so Paul advises to take a look at the spiritual mirror.
来到主的面前。
Come to the Lord.
因为十六节说，你的心几次转向主，帕子几次就除去了。
Because whenever your heart turns to the Lord, the veil is lifted.
可以敞着脸见着主的荣光。
So you can look at the glorious face of the Lord without obstacle.
如果你觉得你没有经历过神的显现或同在的话
，If you feel that I have never sensed or experienced God's presence or revelation,
不要再浪费时间了。
Don't waste your time anymore.
你也不要把想到说主的显现、主的同在是。很奥秘、很神圣、很了不得的事情啊
！And don't regard his presence or appearing something mysterious.
它其实是在很自然的里面它发生的。
It's very occurs very naturally.
就像我今天如果碰到梁弟兄。
Just like if I run into Timothy today.
我的讲话、我的内容就是会因为我碰到梁弟兄而有不同，对不对
？And the fact that I encounter him, what I said will be changed.
我不会碰到他说哎呀你吃饭了没有啊哦好乖啊我不会这样讲话对不对
I will not talk to him as if he's a child.
因为对象不同你所有的反应所有的内容所有的层次都不一样。
Because the person you talk to is different, that determines what you say and how you say it.
神把他的同在把基督里的同在做得这么简单。
And God made his presence through Christ so simple.
我的心几时转向主帕子就掉了。
He said, whenever your heart is turned to the Lord, the veil is lifted.
我就可以敞着脸见着主的荣光。
Then I can see his glorious light without any hindrance.
我如果是孩子，我就在孩子里面跟主交通。
If I'm a child, I fellowship with him as a child.
我如果成长了一点，我就像青少年跟主交通一样。
And if I grown a little bit like a teenager, then I fellowship with him as a teenager.
我长大成熟了，我可以成为主知心的朋友。
When I become mature, I can be his dear friend.
能够跟主交通更深的事情。
And I can have a deeper fellowship with him.
而且不光我可以敞着脸见着他。
Not only I can just look at him without any hindrance.
就因着这样子敞着脸见他我就变成他的形象。
But because there's no hindrance, gradually I turn into him.
所以这个蜕变来自于基督的替代。
And this transformation occurs because of his substitution.
我一直很希望有机会讲一次这个圣经上有三面镜子非常非常有意义的镜子。
And I always wanted to talk about a message about three mirrors in the Bible.
这个我们说你去照照镜子，常常都是骂人的哈。
You know, in Chinese saying says go look at the mirror. Actually, it's a bad saying.
但是有几个镜子需要常照的，这是其中一个。
But there are three mirrors that we should look at all the time. This is one of them.
越照越像耶稣。
Because the more you look at it, the more you become like Jesus.
好，那我们今天讲不再是我乃是基督，它是我们整个属灵生命成长或是得胜的秘诀。
And no longer I but Christ is the growth of spiritual life and the key of victorious living.
因为在整个属灵生命成长或是侍奉的道路上，最大的仇敌其实就是我。
You know, the greatest enemy in our process to grow and serve is ourselves.
啊，我们听到很多弟兄姊妹来诉苦，碰到难处，都觉得自己身上家里的另外一半不爱主。
A lot of time, I heard people complaining about the fact that their spouse does not love the Lord.
啊，或者教会的传道人讲道没有供应。
Or their minister does not provide enough spiritual food.
啊，或者我最近的工作实在是太忙了。
Or I'm just too busy at work.
人在江湖身不由己
啊。I really have no choice but I have to work under this person.
我在我们教会跟弟兄姊妹讲，绝对不准讲人在江湖身不由己。
I warn our people that don't ever say that.
那是世界的人讲的话。
That's what people in this world would say.
不光 Silicon Valley 的人讲这个话，我到中国到哪里都有人跟我说，人在江湖身不由己。
And this is the phrase I heard all the time, everyone.Where I went.
那圣经怎么说？靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，不仅得胜，要得胜有余。
Yeah, what does the Bible say? We are more than conquerors in all these things through Christ Jesus.
所以越来越没有人敢在我面前讲人在江湖身不由己。
Therefore, people don't say that anymore in my presence.
因为我会让他去好好读主的话。
Because I will redirect their attention to the Bible.
你越胜不过，越是要来靠主。
Because you cannot overcome, that's the time you need to trust the Lord.
让仇敌、让难处成为我们的食物，成为我们的祝福。
So our difficulties or enemy can become our food.
啊，所以宋昌杰博士有一次在北京培训的时候
，Dr. Song was doing a special conference in Beijing one time.
他没有像我这么好哈，我都已经把答案告诉你们了。
And he was not as kind as I am. I show you the answer as I said.
他就问弟兄姊妹，属灵生命成长跟侍奉的路上最大的仇敌是谁
？He asked, brothers and sisters, what is the greatest enemy in your way to grow up and serve?
然后他就叫弟兄姊妹把眼睛闭起来。
So he asked everybody to close their eyes.
然后他在黑板上写了一个字。
And he turned around and wrote one word on the blackboard.
你们可能都听过这个故事，那个答案是什么
？What is the answer?
我
I
答案可以出来了不是
Next slide
我有一个 slide 好没有关系再放了因为我说我今天要快一点我
I
真的吗
Really
那你为什么还在埋怨家人呢
Then why are you always complaining about others
为什么还在埋怨教会呢
Why are you complaining about your church?
我不是说不能够了解，不能够同情有些人的遭遇，的确是很辛苦。
I'm not saying that I do not sympathize with some of you because some of you do have a difficult time.
家里面有个不信主的老公，天天酗酒，甚至家暴，真的是很辛苦。
It's very hard to deal with if you have a very violent and non-believing husband.
啊，或是一个完全被世界吸引的姊妹，天天拖着你，啊，不是造一个配偶帮助你，而是来绑住你。
Or you have a wife who loves the world so much, instead of helping you, she is actually binding you up.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实真正最大的问题永远是在我们里面的。
But truly, the greatest problem is us.
这样子的认识是非常辛苦的。
And this is a very difficult understanding.
但是非常有价值的。
But very valuable.
等到哪一天我们真认识到说，主啊，问题在我，真的在我。
When we realize one day that I am the problem, really, I am the problem.
为了达到这个点，不晓得要吃多少的苦头。
And actually, we probably have to suffer a lot before we truly understand this.
不晓得要被神带到多少的尽头里面。
How many ends God has brought us to for me to realize?
发现我真的不行。
I realize that I cannot do it.
或者被神在环境里面借着我们的失败，我们的肉体显明我们。
Or through our failures or circumstances, God reveals what we really are.
你会说我没有那样子啊。
You might say, no, that's not me.
那其实弟兄姊妹没有一个人不自私的。
I have to say, everyone is self-centered or selfish.
我只问你们一件事，你拿到照片先看谁
？Let me ask you, when you hold a picture in your hand, who do you look at first?
先看谁？
Who do you look at?
除非你偷偷喜欢一个人，你先看他。
Unless you are in love with someone else, then you probably look at that person first.
或是你帮忙照了一个团体照，照了三张，人家说要发到群里面来。
Or you got three group pictures, then they want you to send one out in the group chat.
你会发哪一张
？Which photo would you choose?
发自己闭着眼睛的那张。
Would you choose the one that with your eyes closed?
还是发梁弟兄笑得最帅的那张。
Or where Timothy is the most good looking.
你才不管他笑得怎么样。
Who cares about what he looks like?
你在乎我笑得怎么样。
I care about how I look.
对不对？那很小的事情都在显明。
On small things, our condition is revealed.
一个女孩子在天冷的时候跑进面店里面叫了一碗大卤面。
And this young lady went to this noodle place.
然后那个 waiter 送来的时候，指头伸在面汤里面。
And the waiter brought the bowl of soup over, but his thumb is in the soup.
哦，这个女的说，先生，你的指头。
So the lady goes, oh my, this is your thumb.
那个 waiter 说，哎呀，我这个人不怕烫，不要担心。
The waiter says, no worry, I'm not afraid of heat.
那么小一件事情，大家就从不同角度来看嘛，对不对？
So small thing like that, you see, people have different perspectives.
我记得以前跟你们讲过，我那个小儿子很小的时候，他们两个我帮他们洗澡。
I remember my sons when they were young, a little, I bathed them.
我帮我大儿子比他大两岁，我就出谜语让大儿子猜。
My older son is 5 years older than my younger son, so often time I will ask him to guess the answer for certain questions.
所以我大儿子一猜对，我就夸他，这个小儿子乱羡慕的。
Every time he gets it right, I will praise him. So my younger son really envied that.
他那时候大概才三岁，他说有一天就跟我讲，他说爸爸，我要猜一架飞机。
He was about 3 years old. He said, I want to participate. I want to guess an airplane.
谜底是他出的。
So he already determined what the answer should be.
所以我就讲有一个东西大大的，他说飞机。
So I said, there's something which is very big. It's an airplane.
我马上就夸他。
So I praise him right away.
啊，他好得意。他说，爸爸，我还要猜一个。
He said, oh, okay, I want another one.
我要猜一个大象。
I want the answer to be the elephant.
我才讲说有一个东西大大的。
I just told him that something big.
一模一样的话，他说大象。
So I said, something big. He said, elephant.
他比但以理、约瑟、解梦都厉害。
He's smarter than Daniel or Joseph.
啊，所以我就夸他。
So I praise him again.
我第二次夸他的时候，主就责备我。
When I praise him for the second time, the Lord rebuked.
从小就在喂养肉体。
You are feeding him about his.
从小就在培养他的肉体。
You are cultivating his self-life.
而现在多少人在网络上学家庭教育，说要给孩子建立自信心，要肯定他。
We learn so much on the internet how to educate our kids, and one emphasizes that how.Build up their self-esteem.
我没有说你不要肯定他，而不是来培养他的肉体。
I'm not saying do not confirm who they are, but don't build up their self-centered life.
有一次我在 Austin 讲到的时候，里面底下其实有很多博士班的学生。
One time I was sharing to students in Austin, Texas, and a lot of them are PhD students.
有一个学生就问我一个问题。
So one student asked me this question.
他说：“余弟兄，我们从小父母给我们的教育就是建立我们的自信心。
”Brother, you know how since we're growing up.Our parents always help us to build our self-confidence.
肯定我们，鼓励我们，叫我们要有自信。
Confirm us, encourage us, so that we have confidence in ourselves.
可是我来到美国，信了耶稣，发现说，圣经上叫我们 deny yourself, 要否定自己。
Now I become a Christian in the United States, and Bible says deny yourself instead of believing yourself.
他说我该怎么样去平衡这两个
？How do I balance these two concepts?
我父母从小叫我要有自信。
My parents always encourage me to have confidence.
而教会要叫我们要 deny。
Yet church tells us to deny ourselves.
我说圣经上从来没有说我们不要有信心。
And Bible never says do not have confidence or faith.
甚至上说一人因信得生。
Actually, those who has faith is justified.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
And also, Bible says without faith you cannot please God.
当然要有信心。
Of course, you have to have confidence.
但是这个信心不是自信心。
But not self-confidence.
这个信心是建立在我所信的是谁的上面。
But a confidence in whom I believe.
我说这个信心远超过人的自信。
And this confidence surpasses the self-confidence human being has.
因为我的把握在那位至高者。
Because my assurance is cast onto someone who's high up.
所以诗篇57篇，大卫在被扫罗追到躲到洞里那么痛苦的时候。
Therefore, Psalm 57, when David was chased by Saul.
他说我要求告那至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。
He said, I will seek the God of Most High who has accomplished all things for me.
底下在那么多的危险跟危难里面，他就开始唱诗赞美神。
And even in the midst of dangers and difficulty, he started to sing praises.
弟兄姊妹，这个信心从神来啊。
My brother and sister, his faith or confidence comes from God.
我妈妈病危的时候，我们请了一位 看护来家里面照顾她。
And when my mom was ill and to the point of death, we have asked a caretaker to our house.
啊，她是台湾乡下教会来的一位姊妹。
And it's a Christian sister from a suburban church in Taiwan.
啊，她来我们教会聚过几次会以后，她说：“哇，你们这里是真正的敬拜神。
”And she also attended our church as a result. And she said, "You know, you guys are really worshiping God."
我说：“你们不是吗？”
I said, "Don't your church worship God?"
她说：“我们牧师每次上台以前。”
He said, "You know, before our pastor went up to the podium."
啊，他们带聚会有所谓的主席。
And they have this in charge person or chairperson.
他先喊三声牧师。
And he will shout out, "Pastor!"
他讲完牧师，底下就要说你好棒。
The congregation will say, "You are great."
喊第二次牧师，大家会众都要回应说你好棒。
For the second time, "Pastor, you are great."
讲三次以后，牧师上台。
And you'll say it three times, and the pastor will come up.
我睁大眼睛，我眼睛不大，但是那天睁得很大。
I don't have big eyes, but I surely opened my eyes wide that day.
我是真的吗？
I said, "Are you sure?"
这就是我的教会啊，真的。
She said, "Yeah, that's my church. It's real."
你能相信吗？
Can you believe that?
怎么会有这样子的事情呢？
How can that be possible?
我们教会需要一位英文部的牧者。
And our church is looking to hire a pastor in the English ministry.
我们收了很多resume.
We got a lot of resume.
我跟你说，很多都惨不忍睹。
And pretty miserable to look at them.
还有一个人跟我说，我就是现在的穆迪、施布珍、桃树。
One person actually says, "I am the modern day's Moody and Spurgeon."
你们不要再花时间找了，我就是那一位。
So don't bother to look further. I am the one you need.
你能相信吗？这都是我亲眼看的。
Can you believe that? I witnessed with my own eyes.
你说现在的人怎么办呢？
So what are we going to do with people in this generation?
所以现在后现代文化训练的年轻人都是我我我我我。
And people in this generation is very self-centered. Everything is about I or me.
我的感觉，我的需要，我的困难，我的看法，我的意见，都是我。
My feeling, my needs, everything is about me.
所以我这次到台湾去，有机会去一个几乎80%是年轻人的教会。
And recently, when I visited Taiwan, I went to a church. About 80% of the congregation are young people.
我还蛮高兴的，他们至少对神的道还是很渴慕。
I was really glad at least they had the heart and desire for the Lord.
我在他们中间，我在另外地方，我对年轻人讲的时候，我说什么时候你真的说我要 be myself， 我说你就完了。
And I told them, if any time you want to say, "I want to be myself," then you are done.
因为现在年轻人最流行的话就是 "I want to be myself."
Because that's a popular saying you heard all the time. Young people say, "I want to be myself."
不要人来为我安排，不要人来管我，不要人来干涉我。I want to be myself.
I don't need any arrangement and interference.Or anybody care about my business? I just want to do and be myself.
这个话不是我说的，这是圣经上的。耶稣呼召人最重要的条件，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
And Jesus made it clear. He said, "Those who want to follow me must deny themselves."
年轻人需要的是 be true， 不是 be myself.
Young people, you need to be true, not to be yourself.
要很认真地去面对自己的需要和问题。
You have to deal with your needs and your problems seriously.
要很认真地去面对我跟神的关系到底是什么。
And you need to seriously deal with your relationship with God.
不要在外面装假，不要在外面用一些现代流行的说法去保护自己，去提升自己。
Don't pretend and don't try to hide.Through a lot of sayings this world offers.
所以十字架其实只有一个目的。
The cross only has one purpose.
把基督给我们。
Is to give us Christ.
我从小长大就认为十字架都是受苦受苦受苦，因为也读了馨香的墨药。
And I always thought the way the cross is to suffer.
什么都是要受苦受苦受苦。
Everything about cross is to suffer.
我记得史蒂翁也讲过，有人买了一把伞，还要凿两个洞，免得把雨完全遮住了。
And some people try to suffer, so even when they purchase umbrella, they need to poke two holes so the rain can come through.
听说甘恩夫人穿鞋子，石头里面鞋子里面放一点石头，走路不舒服。
I heard Madame Guyon actually put little stones in her shoes so that she won't have comfortable walking.
从小听到十字架就会有点说不出来的害怕。
Therefore, ever since I was a child, I am afraid to hear the word. cross.
怕我爱主就撞车了，怕我爱主就家里出事了。
I was afraid if I loved the Lord so much, I might have a car accident or someone in my family would suffer.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实十字架只有一个目的。
But dearest brothers and sisters, the cross only has one purpose.
把基督给我们。
Is to give us Christ.
如果我们没有信耶稣。
If we do not believe in Christ.
借着他救赎的十字架，他把永生赐给了我们。
Through the cross of redemption, He has given us eternal life.
对于我们重生得救的基督徒。
For us who have been born again.
基督的十字架就是叫我们得着基督。
The cross of Christ is for us to gain Christ.
因为什么时候不再是我，就是基督。
Because whenever it's not I, then it's Christ.
什么时候身上带着耶稣的死，耶稣的生就显明在我身上。
Whenever I carry the death of Christ, that's the time I will carry the life of Christ.
什么时候我为着耶稣的缘故被交于死地，耶稣的身就显在我身上。
Whenever I'm put to death for the sake of Christ, and I am gaining life.
所以不再是我，乃是基督，是整个圣徒得胜，或是我们活出属天超越的秘诀。
So the secret of having victorious life is no longer I.
所以我就放了我昨天的那只老鹰早上老鹰的照片讲到不再是我，乃是基督，是圣徒。Slide 可以换得胜活出属天超越的秘诀。
No longer I, but Christ is the secret of our victory and the spiritual life.
那如果真是这样
，If that is the case，
其实不是如果，真的就是这样。
It's not if, but it is.
基督徒生命要得胜，生活要得胜，那个秘诀都在于不再是我，是基督。
Christian want to have a victorious life. The key is always no longer I, but Christ.
所以底下我们就看到第二个重点，神使万事互相效力，就是要叫我们得着基督。
Is that God works for the good of those who love Him, so that we can gain Christ?
其实更直接的说，万事互相效力的目的是要叫我们像耶稣。
More directly, all things work together so that we can be like Christ.
我们能够活得像耶稣，是因为我不住的得着基督，接受了基督的真爱。
I can live like Christ because I continually gaining Christ.
所以，我们整个基督徒所有的生活，其实都应该。有属灵的意义和有永恒的价值。
Therefore, our life should be full of spiritual significance and spiritual value.
因为这就是神在我们身上工作的目的和方向。
Because that is the purpose and direction of God's work on us.
所以罗马书八章二十八节到三十节，我们都太熟了。
And we are all familiar with Romans chapter 8.
但是太多人只熟第一句话。
And we, most of us are familiar with the first sentence.
就是万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
那就够了，那就够了。
To us, that's enough.
但是哪里晓得万事互相效力的目的，叫我们得的益处，就是叫我们得着基督。
Yet, all things work together for our benefit so that we can have Christ.
就是要叫我们像耶稣
so that we can be like Christ.
所以八章二十八节到三十节这是神整个 在神儿女身上工作的一个浓缩的解释。
Therefore Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to 30 is the snapshot of God's work on the children of God.
你可以打出来，虽然大家都很熟哈。这个我刚才已经讲了对。万事
All things
你说 no 这个我愿意相信，但是不是这件事。
You say you know, I truly like to believe what says here, but not this particular circumstance.
因为这件事情太不合理。
Because this situation is very illogical or not reasonable.
读过 James Dobson 那本书吗？ When God doesn't make sense.
Have you read the book When God doesn't make sense written by James Dobson?
有时候真的神你觉得无法解释的遭遇。
Sometimes you just experience something that beyond reasoning.
就是不 make sense.
Things that don't make any sense.
所以有些事情我们可以接受这句话。
Sometimes we say, yeah, I can accept this.
有一些事情我们觉得太难接受。
But there are things that I cannot agree with this.
你为什么让这么不公义的事情发生呢？
Why do you allow things so unjustified?
为什么我明明决定要爱你了，结果我遭遇到这些事情？
I have made a decision to love you, then I run into this situation.
如果你有这种感觉，我跟你说，我非常能够了解。
If you have this experience or feeling, I tell you, I understand.
我为了爱主，为了归荣耀给神，我有一段时间什么医生都不看。
And in order to love God and give Him all the glory, there's a period of time I don't even visit doctors.
中医不看, 西医不看, 神医不看。
Chinese doctors, Western doctors, even those are gifted with healing.
人家来告诉我说这是宫廷秘方祖传的这个宫廷御医的后代。 我说谢谢，神已经医治我了。
And people brought people that has a royal recipe from whatever.
人家带我。 有神医恩赐的人来，弟兄姊妹很爱我，让我第一个上去。
And people that have healing gifts come and visit us, they will have me pray for the first as the first person.
大家都排队想抢第一个，对不对？
Everybody lined up to be prayed.
趁着他功力还在，还不太累。
They always line me up as the first one.
我走到他前面，我就说弟兄。 你不用为我的病得医治祷告，你为我感谢神就好，因为神应许他医治我。
And I will tell him that you don't have to pray for my sickness because just offer thanks for me because I know the Lord has promised that He has healed me.
他说啊，我还没碰到过一个人这样子的。So
wow, I have never met someone like this.
他说我为你感谢神。He
said, okay, I will give thanks for you.
弟兄姊妹，我就揣尽我所有医治的力量。
And I have used every willpower in me to give him all the glory.
我常常按着我的瘤祷告。And
often lay hands on my tumor.
奉主的名斥责魔鬼，奉主的名接受他的大能。
I rebuke the enemy and accept his power.
然后我的瘤越来越大。Yeah,
my tumor just grew bigger and bigger.
你知道那种 frustration, 那种痛苦。
And you know the frustration and suffering of that.
后来我爸爸实在受不了了，去找江守道弟兄。So
my father one time finally he couldn't bear anymore. He went to seek help.
我爸爸我很佩服他，他其实蛮尊重我们的。And
my father actually respect my decision.
他从来不干涉我们属灵的学习。He
doesn't interfere with our spiritual learning.
但是他看我的瘤越肿越大，熬了好几年，这个肿得黑了，发痛了。But
years have passed and my tumor grew bigger and darker.
所以问了江守道弟兄以后，我爸爸回来。So
he went to seek counsel with Brother John.
回来告诉我说，老弟兄，当初黎弟兄是怎么带领年轻人的。So
he came back and said, our brother shared with me how Watchman Nee taught young people during his time.
所以我进食祷告以后，我决定顺服，一个是我肉身的父亲，一个是属灵的权柄。我说我顺服了。
So after I fast and prayed, I decided to obey. One is my biological father, one is the spiritual authority.
所以我到纽约去接受手术，结果他开了四个小时就切断我的嘴角神经，所以我嘴角歪了。And
I went to have a surgery in New York, and it's 4 hours long, but they accidentally cut the nerve on my lips, so my mouth tilted.
顶尖的癌症中心 head and neck 的第一把手一样。 他四个小时后马上把我封起来，他说手术 fail。
Wow, that's the authority of the head and neck section. And 4 hours into surgery, he made a mistake and he stopped the surgery and said and pronounced that it has failed.
这是我说的 when God doesn't make sense.
This is what I meant by saying when God doesn't make sense.
年长弟兄没有错，我爸爸没有错，谁都没有错。
My father wasn't wrong. My spiritual authority wasn't wrong.
神要让我学习相信这一切都在至高者的手中。
But God wants me to learn that everything occurs to me is under His authority.
所有万事互相效力，是要叫我这个人被磨成神儿子的形象。
All things work together so that I can be molded into the image of the Son of God.
在我服不下来的地方，在我最受苦的地方，在我最不能解释的地方，靠着主在里面，我的生命被改变。In
the place or experiences that I suffer the most, through the help of Jesus Christ, my life was transformed.
万事互相效力的目的，是要叫我们像耶稣。我们一起来讲好不好
？Let's say this together. The purpose of things work together is for us to gain Christ.
万事互相效力的目的是叫我们像耶稣。你要能够像耶稣，就要先得着基督，gain
Christ. To be like Christ, you have to gain Christ first.
所以每一件事情都是神量过的。
Therefore, every situation is measured by God.
其实从你早晨起来还没有过这一天，早就量好了。
And even before you started the day, your day has been planned out by God.
你知道诗篇139篇，你连在地上。 日子还没有过一天，神都已经写好了。
Psalm 139, even before you have first day in life, God has already planned out your life.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个是真的的话
，Brothers and sisters, if that is true,
啊，当然是真的，对不对
？Of course it is true.
那如果这个是真的
，And if that is true,
从早到晚我们发生了多少的事情
？From morning to dawn, we have so many things happen to us.
到底我们有多少事情跟基督发生的关系
？Yeah, how many of them are relevant or connected to God?
多少的环境遭遇，人对我们说的话，临到我们的身上。
So many circumstances and encountering even words from people around us.
神只有一个目的，要改变我们。
Only has one purpose from God is to change us.
叫我们经历基督，得着基督，像耶稣。
So that we can experience Him, we can obtain Him, and we can be like Him.
你知道我们一天一个人讲的话大概二十个 page。
You know, the words we speak throughout the day, it lasts about 20 pages.
你不要瞪你先生哈，你
觉得他 Don't look at your husband.
他跟你连一行都讲不到。
There's just one line from him.
他就在 公司讲完了，或是梦里面去讲了。一天讲二十页。
About 20 pages long.
一个月讲六百页。
So 600 pages a month.
大概三本书。
So that's about 3 books.
一年你写了36本。
So year round you have written 36 books.
啊，如果你活50年的话，你写了快2000本书。
If you live 50 years, then that's over 2,000 books.
那天去见主的时候，每一句话都要兜出来，有几句话跟主有关。
When we see the Lord, every word we said will be repeated, but how many are they related to Jesus?
有几句话给人带来祝福。
How many sentences we said have brought people blessings?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的要来就来真的的话，我们的生活太多地方需要被主翻了。
If we want to live for real, there are many aspects of our lives that need to be changed.
神从来不做错事情。
The Lord never makes mistakes.
所以我们说神从来不会说哎呀的。
God never say, 哎呀, whoops.
他还是比较忠于中文哈。有一次有一个姊妹帮我翻译说 God never say oh oh.
God never say whoops.
啊，也很好。什么叫 oh oh? 什么叫哎呀?
What does it mean by saying whoops or 哎呀?
就是不小心犯错了。
Means I made a mistake.
神从来不犯错事情。
God never makes mistakes.
而且神从来不随便做一件事情。
And God never does things casually.
不仅仅神不会做错事，不随便做事，他每一件事情都有积极的目的。
Not only he does not make mistakes or...
关键于我们如何接收，如何回应他。
But everything he does, there is a positive purpose. The key question is that if we and how do we accept that?
啊，以赛亚书55章讲到神的话不突然返回。
Isaiah 55 says God's words will not run in vain.
好像从雨水从天而降。
It's just like the rain water coming down to the earth.
他要来成就神打发他来的目的。
It has to accomplish the purpose that God has planned.
啊，是要吃的有粮食，要种的有种，所以同样环境被神打发来的时候都带着目的的。
Therefore, every circumstance is sent by God with a purpose.
你千万不要以为说，哎呀，我今天聚完会那么喜乐，结果就开了一张警察 ticket.
After the meeting, you're so joyful, but then you got a ticket from the police.
弟兄姊妹，神所有打发来的事情都是积极的。
All the circumstances has a very a positive reason.
在我们的遭遇、我们的感受里。有所谓的正面的、反面的、喜欢的、不喜欢的。
In our own feelings, we may like certain thing or dislike certain thing. I think it's positive or it's not positive.
但是一个最单纯信心的人，从神手中接受所有的环境。
But a person with a pure faith will willingly accept everything from God.
要得着主的结局。
So that we can receive Jesus Christ.
所以雅各书第五章说到约伯得着了主的结局。
And in the book of James, it says we receive the ending from the Lord. The result of the Lord.
对，所以主给我们都有目的的。
Because everything he does, there's a purpose to.
所以底下我有两个图，也是我们很熟的。一个我早上讲过的，戴德生得胜的秘诀。
And then the next two slides are regarding the secret of Hudson Taylor.
那个 有一本小书讲到属灵伟人得胜秘诀。
There's a book titled The Secret of Spiritual Giants.
讲到戴德生的时候，就用交换的生命来形容他。
When they describe Hudson Taylor's secret, they say it's the exchanged life.
因为神把这个约翰福音十五章向他开了。
Because God opened up John 15 to him.
他发现在任何时候，每一个遭遇里面，甚至他每一个的感受、思想里面，他都可以跟基督来交换。
He realized in all circumstances, in all his feelings,He can exchange his life with that of Christ.
这是最划算的交换。
And that is the most worthy exchange.
我用我属肉体的换他属灵的。
And I exchange my flesh with his spiritual.
我用今生的换永恒的。
I exchange this life with eternity.
我用败坏的换荣耀的。
And exchange corruption with glorious.
太划得来了。
That is a worthy exchange.
我小的时候被我哥哥欺负哈。
And I was taken advantage by my brother when I was little.
他们是开玩笑的。不是真的欺负啊。
They just played me.
那个奶奶发压岁钱。
Grandma gave us red envelope.
一块钱的钞票那时候还有哈新台币。
There are single dollars.
还有五块钱的，还有十块钱的。
$5 bills or $10 bills.
我已经忘了颜色了，反正有红的，有蓝的，有绿的。
I forgot its exact color, but they are red, blue, and green.
所以我哥哥就拿了三张一块钱的来跟我换。说我给你换那张十块钱的。
So my brother came to me and said he holds three single dollar bill and said I use three bills in exchange for your one $10 bill.
我哪里懂什么叫一块钱十块钱？我只知道三跟一张这两
个。How would I know the value of these bills? I just know okay three versus one.
他说你看我给你三张哦，我只跟你要一张。
I give you three and in exchange you just give me one.
我就坚持要跟他换。
So I insisted on exchanging with him.
他良心发现的说不要不要。我还是要换。
And his conscience knocked. He said, "Oh no, no, no." I said, "No, I have to exchange with you."
那他后来还是还给我了。
At the end of the day, he returned it back.
免得你们下次不听他讲道了。因为我没有正确的价值观。
Because I did not have the correct value system.
所以我很容易被骗。
So I was easily fooled.
用三块钱，
$3
用十块钱去换了三块钱。
For $10.$10 for $3.
今天我们用很多永恒的去换了今生的。
In the same way, we're using things of eternal value for things of this life.
一个属灵的健康的基督徒是用有限的今生的来换永恒。
A healthy and a mature Christian will exchange things of this life for eternal.
因为基督已经内住，他要替代我们。
Because Christ has lived in us and he wants to take our place.
每一次的替代都让我生命更丰盛。
And every substitution will enable my life to grow abundantly.
每一次的替代让我更像耶稣。
Every substitution will make me to be more like him.
另外一个图也是我们很熟的 A.B. Simpson.
And next slide is about A.B. Simpson.
他唱的他的那首诗歌。
And this is one of the famous hymns he wrote.
我是护住我的愁苦，护住我罪恶。我是细如一只细如，你说有丰富。我在你们中间敢唱，我在外面不敢唱，因为别人不会唱。
I can sing it here because I know you how to, and you know how to sing this song.
所以我走音没问题，有这么多人保护。
If I out of pitch, you can help me.
你看这些属灵伟人，他们懂得属灵的秘诀。
These spiritual giants know clearly the secret of being spiritual.
不是我没有败坏，不是我没有软弱，不是我没有痛苦，不是我没有烦恼。
It's not that I don't have sin, I don't have sorrows, I don't have problems.
但是我有基督可以跟他交换。
But I have Christ with him, I can exchange.
所以他说一呼一吸都在乎你。
So every breath, it relies on you.
我把我所有的不幸都呼给你。
I breathe all my iniquities to you.
我把基督所有的丰富的吸过来。
And I breathe in all your fullness.
这个叫交换。
That's what I call exchange.
所以哥罗西书三章十一节那句话，我觉得在我们中间，把它翻译的非常好哈。
And Colossians chapter 3 verses 9-11 it says well.
和合本翻译作唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
And one translation says Christ is all and in all.
当然你就的释经学这个上下文的原则它是讲到基督住在任何族类的里面。
It says Christ dwells in all tribes and all people.
但是你发现所有的英文翻译本都讲到 Christ is all and in all.
And the English version will say Christ is all and in all.
发现穆安德利一直强调这个信息，斯派克强调这个信息，黎弟兄强调这个信息。
Andrew Murray, Brother Sparks, and Watchman Nee all emphasize this verse.
今天在我们中间，我们也在强调这个信息。And
we also emphasize here among us.
基督不光是一切。Christ
is not just all.
他根本又在一切之内，因为万事都在互相效力。But
also in all, because he makes all things work together.
背后都是基督，为了叫我们得着基督。And
Christ is behind all things so that we can gain Christ.
所以从早上到晚上，如果我这一天没有跟基督发生关系，我就浪费了今天。Therefore,
from morning to dawn, if everything I do has nothing to do with Christ, then I have wasted today.
小到我今天任何一个遭遇、一个感觉。 我没有得着基督，我就浪费他了。
As small as a feeling or a situation, if I did not gain Christ in that, then I have wasted.
你知道我们服侍主的也会有很多的时候非常沮丧，非常疲倦。
You know, us who serve the Lord, a lot of times we are depressed, we are very tired.
那也可能是肉身的疲倦。Maybe
physically.
这些东西都很真实的。
And these things are very real.
但是当这些来的时候，你怎么样子在基督里来经过它？
But how do you deal with it through Christ?
这个根出于干地，充满了死亡，枯干，但是我们一样可以破土而出的。And
the root can spur out from the dry land. Yes, the land is dry like death, but life can still sprout out.
因为不再是我，是基督就可以了。Because
it's no longer I, but Christ.
他在一切之内。He
is in all.
所以如何在我们的实际生活中 来经历基督的替代。
And how do we experience his substitution in our daily life?
我中间当然插了一个图，弟兄可能不敢放，这个是空白支票，不是空头支票。This
is a blank check.
基督是一切，表示随便你填。
And Christ is all because you can put in any number.
哥林多后书1章20节也曾经对我信心挣扎的人是一个很大的困惑。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 was puzzled me as I struggled to increase my faith.
因为他说神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的，借着他是实在的。
It says God's promise, no matter how many in Christ there are, yes, amen.
所以我那时候祷告的时候都是拿这些话，主啊，这是你的应许，这是你的应许，你应该都是阿们的，都是实在的，为什么在我身上没有？
So I oftentimes refer to the verse as I pray. And say, Lord, you promised this. How come it hasn't happened?
我也碰到很多人来问我说，神的应许到底在哪里？为什么它不实现？
And a lot of times I'm questioned by others that where is God's promise? How come it's not
actualized? 很多人也问我说，为什么祷告不得答应？
People ask me, how come my prayer is not answered?
所以有一次我，因为我们有时候会到不同小组去参加聚会，有一次在一个小组里面，他们正好讲到祷告不得答应的经历。
And one time I was visiting a group meeting, and they were talking about specifically prayer not answered.
我才讲了一句话，我说祷告不得答应是经常有的经历嘛。
I said, this is a common experience.
哇，整个组都抬起头来，张大眼睛。 他们高兴得不得了。Everybody
in the room opened wide their eyes. They were so happy to hear that.
他们说余弟兄，你有祷告没得答应。So
brother, your prayer is not answered either?
我说当然了，多的呢。Of
course, a lot of them.
他们更高兴了。They
got even happier.
祷告不得答应一定会的嘛。Of
course, that happens a lot.
所以我们常常就在祷告不得答应上就跌倒了。But
oftentimes we stumble over the fact that my prayer is not answered.
因为神的话这么说，我的经验，我的事实是这个样子。
And because this is what God said, but my experience the other way around.
这也是我跌倒的一节。
And this is the verse caused me to stumble.
神的应许无论有多少。
No matter how many promises in God.
在基督里都是是的。
And they're all amen, they're all yes in Christ.
借着他都是实在的，都是阿们的。
And through him, they're all real, they're amen.
但是我们读圣经常常就读一半。But
you know, we don't finish reading the Bible.
我们光读20节的上半。
And we only read the first half of verse 20.
你知道20节的下半是什么吗？
Do you know what is in the second half of this verse?
有没有人知道？
Anybody?
不可以看哦。叫神因我们得荣耀。
So that God is glorified through us.
神一定在基督上得荣耀，这是没问题的。
God received glory from Jesus Christ.
所以他的应许被成就了，神基督得荣耀，神在基督身上得荣耀都没有问题。
So there's not a problem for God's promise to be fulfilled through Christ.
但是你要知道，所有的应许在我们身上的成就，它的目的是要叫神得荣耀，不是叫我的问题得解决，我的需要得满足。
You know the promise is fulfilled through us.It's not to just solve our problem, but for God to be glorified.
如果我整个的注意力都在我的问题、我的需要
，If my focus is always my problems, my needs.
原谅我说，有的时候神会把他实现应许的时间稍微延后。
Forgive me for saying this. Then God might delay His time to fulfill His promises.
不是他不给。
It's not that He doesn't want to give.
也就是因为他太爱我们，他先不给。
Because He loves us so much that He cannot give right away.
而在我身上就是这样子的经历。
And that's what happened to me.
如果我一祷告，所有的东西都来了，一祷告都来了。
If everything's provided whenever I pray,
但我的生命不见得改变。
Then that doesn't guarantee my life will be transformed.
而变成我是主了。
Because gradually I become the Lord.
神得听我的。
God has to listen to me.
所以祷告不是要叫神听我们。
So prayer is not for God to listen to us.
祷告是要叫我们借着祷告明白神所要的是什么。
But for us to understand what God really needs in my situation through prayer.
祷告是借着我祷告，我的生命被神显明，被神改变。
Through prayer, my life is revealed in His presence and changed.
然后 in His time, by His way.
And in His time, by His will.
他可以让所有的事情
He can let all things
能够变得好
be for the good.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，当然我没有时间在做见证，我答应你们要讲快一点哈。所以有很多的遭遇，不要灰心了。
So don't be discouraged in our different experiences.
神是爱的，神是非常积极的。
God's very positive.
不管你现在感觉怎么样，如果让你跟对神的爱、对神的信任产生问题，那一定是鬼魔来的。
And I don't know what you feel right now, but if you have any doubt about God's love, then that's something from the devil.
要拒绝他。
You have to reject it.
用正面的信心来接受主，来仰望他的工作。
But accept Jesus Christ and His help with a positive faith.
所以我们讲到基督的替代，基督的替代这么重要，那么到底我怎么样真正的来经历它
？So we talk about the importance of the substitution of Christ. Then next question is how do we experience Him?
我简单提的四件事情。
And there are a few points.
我们要渴慕圣灵给我们的开启和帮助。
First, we need to desire for the revelation and help by the Holy Spirit.
刚才讲过的，苦难不是神的目的。
I just mentioned that suffering is never God's purpose.
荣耀才是。
Glory is.
所以一切十字架的经历，它的内涵跟目的都是基督。
Therefore, all the experiences and content and purpose of the work of cross.
有一年我要去中国之前，突然接到洛杉矶一个牧师打电话给我。
One time before I departed for China, a pastor in Los Angeles called me.
他说：“余弟兄，可不可以请你赶快来跟我们讲约伯记啊？”
He said, "Brother Yu, can you come to share with us the book of Job?"
我说为什么光要讲约伯记？
I said, "Why Job? What's going on?"
他说：“我们教会今年里面发生了太多所谓的不幸的事情。
Because so many unfortunate things happened in our church this year.
很重要的同工癌症复发，或是家庭破裂，或是有人被主接去了，被接去了好几个。
Important co-workers and reoccurred cancer and some family are broken and a lot of people are received by the Lord.
他说很多弟兄姊妹都受到影响，神是不是不祝福我们呢？到底怎么回事
？A lot of children of God were wondering, did God remove His blessings? What happened?
我跟他说我正好要去中国了，我说等我回来吧，我说我已经好几年没讲约伯记了。
And I said I'm about to depart for China. I will share with you after I return.
所以我回来以后休息几天，我就来洛杉矶到他们教会讲约伯记。
So I visited their church in Los Angeles a few days after I came back.
弟兄姊妹，读约伯记。
When we read the book of Job,
他给了我们一把很重要的钥匙。
This book has given us an important key.
就是决定不能透过苦难去看神。
Is that we can never view God through our sufferings.
要透过神来看苦难。
Instead, we need to view our troubles through God.
你透过苦难，透过你的遭遇来看神，你一定有很多的疑惑、埋怨，甚至沮丧、灰心。
If you view God through our sufferings, you will have a lot of doubts and discouragement and even heartbreaks.
但是当你透过神回来看我们的苦难的时候，就清楚了。
But if you view your hardship through God, then things will clear up.
你能够像诗歌说的，我虽然一面流泪，但是我还是一面赞美，而且赞美比前更加添。
The hymn says, "In my difficulties, I can tearfully give you praise, and my praise increases."
哦，我们今年在香港，我们香伯恩培训中心的聚会的时候。
And we have a gathering in Hong Kong recently.
我们每一次都是为了过去这一年里面结婚的弟兄姊妹，到他们到台上来，每一个家送一个十字架。
And we will invite those who got married in the year to come up, and we give them a gift, which is a cross.
这个，然后叫他们做一点见证。
And also ask them to give some testimony.
这个有一个姊妹做的见证非常有意思。
And one sister shared something interesting.
他们结婚才不到一年。
They got married within the year.
她说，当我透过我先生来看我的遭遇的时候，她说我透过我先生来看我们两个的婚姻生活。
Oh, you said if I look at our marriage through my husband,
我会说这是什么？
I would say, what is this?
他没想到婚姻会是这个样子。
She never realized that marriage is like this.
他说当我透过神再回来看的时候。
Yet, when I see our marriage through God,
我就知道怎么回事。
And then I realized what's going on.
他说我透过他。
If through him,
来看婚姻的时候。
To see our marriage,
我就问神说这是啥。
I will question God, say, what's going on here?
他说当我透过神再回来，我带着信心盼望看他的时候。
But through God, with faith and hope, and look at our marriage.
他说我就知道他是傻。
I realized what is him.
这个很有意思哈。用很幽默的方法来表达她婚姻的甘苦谈。
And very humorously, she shared the good and bad point of her marriage.
我们真的需要主开我们的眼睛。
We really need the Lord open our eyes.
其实神没有降灾的意念。
For God never has any intention to harm us.
耶利米哀歌三章三十三节，神不关心，不光是不甘心使人受苦。
Lamentation chapter 3, God says he does not, God does not want us to suffer.
他甚至不甘心叫人忧愁。
He doesn't even want us to be sorrowful.
就不光我们所有的忧愁 frustration 痛苦的感觉他了解，他也不甘心。
And even though God understands and sympathizes with our sorrow and troubles, he doesn't want those.
那他的目的不是叫我们难过的。
Because that wasn't his purpose.
他希望我们能够信任他，了解他，而接受他在我们身上的工作和祝福。
He wants us to trust him, to really understand him, so that we can accept the work he has on us.
所以保罗为我们祷告，求神把那个智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，让我们真知道他。
That's why Paul prayed that God would give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom so that we can truly know him.
底下那三个祷告我们都很熟，对不对？
We all are familiar with that prayer.
而这样子的真认识他。
So that we can truly know God.
我们也知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Also, we get to know the power he has in store for us believers.
我说疫情之后，很多人都觉得有心无力，软绵绵的，没有能力，没有火，没有 passion。
A lot of people feel weak and without passion after pandemic.
弟兄姊妹，我们要回到源头来。
We need to return to the source, brothers and sisters.
我记得有一次跟你们讲过一个故事，说有几个男人开一家公司，他们因为都是男的股东哈，所以要取一个名字很霸气的。
A few guys started a business. They tried to come up with a name for the company.
他们就挑了一个叫能力。
So they decided to call their company Power.
股东全部通过，太喜欢你。
All the shareholders,
充满能力啊。
They want their business to be powerful.
或者过几天被许可证发来的时候，公司的一个大的执照叫做能力有限公司。
When they got the license, it says Power Limited Company.
我觉得我们每一个人都应该买一张哈。
I think we all should have a certificate like that or a license like that.
能力有限的传道人，能力有限的这个。
Yeah, minister with limited power.
能力有限的爸爸，能力有限的丈夫。
Husband with limited power, father with limited power.
但是你真认识他的时候，就晓得他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
But if we truly know him, then we will know what great power he has stored for us, those who believe in him.
所以我说，我有一次在洛杉矶参加一个宣教大会，另外一位专题讲员，他是航太的科学家。
And I attended this great conference one time in Los Angeles. The other speaker was a astronomical specialist.
对，我问他说，银河系到底有多少星球？
So I asked him, how many stars are in the Milky Way?
以前张玉兰博士说400多亿个，他说现在他们至少发现银河系有1000亿个 ，100 billion.
At least 100 billion stars.
那我说整个宇宙有几个银河系、啊、
？That how many galaxy or Milky Way like?
他说 another
in the entire universe.
Another 100 billion, 另外1000亿个。
He said another 100 billion.
我跟你说，我那天真的是几乎脚软了，我里面就是惊叹说 ，Awesome God, 太伟大的神。
I almost paralyzed because I realized how awesome our God is.
光银河系1000亿个，好，你千万不要受试探去算1000亿啊，你算不完你就已经白骨头了。
Don't try to bother to count up to 100 billion.
更不要说宇宙中有1000亿个银河系。
Not to mention there are 100 billion galaxies in the universe.
而你我所信的神说有就有，命立就立。
And the God you and I believe can just call things into existence.
圣经上说他一一的叫着他们的名字领他们出来，我们连数都数不完，他每一个都有名字。
We can't count him, but God has called them one by one.
这么伟大的神是我的神。
And this great God is my God.
这么伟大的神住在我的里面。
And this great God lives in me.
这么伟大的神是我的生命，是我的能力。
And this great God is my life and my power.
所以我们需要圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们真知道自己所信是谁。
So we really need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes so that we know in whom we believe.
所以但以理说，只有认识耶和华的子民才能刚强行事。
Therefore Daniel says only those who know the Lord can do things mightily.
所以我们不光要看见十字架的目的是要把基督给我们。
So we have to know the purpose of the cross is not just to give us Christ.
要像保罗一样，一生以得着基督成为他的标杆。
But should be like Paul who wants to gain Christ all his life.
他做最智慧的抉择就是以得着基督为至宝。
He made the wisest decision or choice is to gain Christ.
他做最专一的追求就是我只有一件事。
And he had the most devoted pursuit which is that one thing of gaining Christ.
忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what's behind and straining forward, running toward the goal.
我要得到神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
To win the prize heavenward that God has prepared for me through Christ Jesus.
因为这段经文我在2020年的时候在婆罗马讲过了，我就不多说了。
And I will spend too much time on this passage because I shared this back in Pomona in 2020.
真知道我们所信的是谁。
We really know whom I believe.
我们就会做最智慧的抉择。
Then we will have made the wisest choice.
我以得着基督为至宝。
That I consider him of surpassing worth.
真知道所信的是谁。
If I truly know whom I believe.
我们的追求会非常的专一。
And our pursuit will be very focused, very devoted.
很自然的让主在凡事上居首位。
And very naturally, you will put the Lord first.
因为他太伟大了。
Because he's truly great.
他太值得我们爱他了。
He is worthy of our love.
他太值得我们这一生来跟随他了。
He's worthy of our following.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我们每一天睡觉以前都稍微走过一下我们这一天。
And every day, before we fall asleep, went through what happened throughout the day.
到底今天我在多少的遭遇上面跟基督发生关系？
How many things that is relevant or related to Christ through that today?
在多少的遭遇上我经历的基督，得着的基督？
In how many encounters or experiences I have gained Christ today?
所以第三个点跟这个点是很类似的，就是随时被圣灵提醒，我们放下自己。
And third point is very similar, that always let go of ourselves and accept his substitution.
我们来接受基督的替代。
Let us accept his substitution.
你正在发脾气的时候。
When you're about to throw temper,
你正在撒谎的时候，
when you're about to lie,
你正在想要去看不该看的东西的时候，
when you're about to see things you should not be seeing,
每一次圣灵的提醒就让我们 make a U-turn to God.
And every time when the Holy Spirit prompts within us, that's the time we should make a U-turn to God.
我在我车子牌子后面特别做了一个牌子，叫做 Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
I have this sign for my car. It says Anytime you can U-turn to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们要有的操练。
And this is something we need to practice.
180度转向神，不要360度。
Make a 180 degree turn, not 360 degree turn.
有人引用我的话说，余弟兄说要360度转向神。
Some people quote my saying, says, Brother Yu says, make a 360 degree turn.
我们传道人也很委屈，常常被人家乱引用话。
You know, ministers sometimes are misquoted.
360度就是转出去，马上又转回到世界上来。
360 degrees like making no change.
你并没有改变。
You did not change.
所以如果在一个遭遇里面，你情绪受到激动，受到搅扰，或是心情低落的时候，
Whenever your emotion is stirred up or you feel low or down,
弟兄姊妹，我们经常的反应就是烦躁，或者就任凭负面情绪来接管我们。
Our natural reaction is to become anxious or allow negative feelings to take over.
我希望大家以后用一个正面的态度。
And I encourage you to differently positive.
什么时候你被搅扰的时候，你要感谢神。
Whenever you feel stirred up, you give thanks to God.
因为神又显明了我的未得之地。
Because God just showed me a land I have not set my feet on.
我要怎么样子让我的未得之地变为脚掌所踏之地？
How can I make this land I have not set feet on to become mine?
我之所以会被搅扰，就表示我这个地方不像耶稣。
The reason why I'm stirred up because I'm not like Jesus in this particular area.
我要抓住机会来让我这个毛病、这个情绪被基督来替代。
And I need to seize this opportunity to allow my feelings, my emotion to be replaced by Christ.
所以我们常常会觉得十字架路好难走，我压制不下我的肉体，我压制不下我的脾气。
A lot of times we feel the weight of Christ is very hard to walk on. I cannot surpass my temper, my feeling.
我们要用一个正面、积极甚至喜乐的态度来看我们这些遭遇跟挑战。
Instead, we should look at all our challenges and difficulties with positive and joyful attitude.
所以我们越早经历基督的替代，越有福哈。
So the earlier we experience His substitution, the more blessed we are.
一定要经历到什么叫做基督替代。
We have to experience what does it mean by being substituted by Christ.
你才会知道跟我自己努力行善这两个是天壤之别。
And then you realize.That versus my own effort are quite different.
我以前讲过，我上班的时候被一个美国同事欺负我。
I shared this before. I was taken advantage by an American coworker one time.
他把我为了公司带来一个非常好的一个贡献，解决的问题，邀功跑上去说是他做的。
He took credit of my contribution, a very important project, by telling our boss that he did it.
我气得像个气球胀得这么大一样。
I was so angry, like a balloon blowing up.
我坐在房间里面就安慰自己。
So I sit in my office and I comfort myself.
我说大人不跟小人斗。
I'll say, oh wait, okay, I'll be a gentleman.
那个气稍微缩一点。
So the balloons shrink a little bit.
我一想到他刚才的嘴脸，气球又胀起来。
But then again, I remember how he was like. That again, it's blown up.
我还说不要去跟他争了。
I said, well, no, let's don't argue.
将来还要，因为我刚
don't compete with him.
因为我刚刚到这家公司，新的公司。
I'm so new to this company. I need to keep good relations.
这个不宜结仇。
I should make friends, not enemies.
气又下来一点。
So my balloon shrunk a little.
一想我们中国人怎么可以被外国人欺负？哇，气又涨起来。
And the next thought occurred to me, so how can we Chinese be taken advantage by Americans? Then again, the balloon goes up.
而且这个是有很正当的理由哈。
And my reason was justified.
所以我就在那里气胀气缩，气胀气缩。
I was the balloon going up or down, up and down.
你们在家有没有这样经验
？Do you have experience like that at home？
你说老公，我这次原谅你一次。
Oh, my dear husband, I forgive you this time.
一想到他，又气气。
But you thought about what he did again, you got angry.
圣经上说不可以含怒到日落 ，OK， 小心了。
Bible says, do not hold your anger till sunset.
想象是此风不可长，万一将来养成习惯怎么行？又站起来。
Listen, no, I cannot just let him go because it become a habit in the future.
所以我们也是一张一树。
So again, our balloon goes up and down.
所以我那天坐在主的面前，我说主，不干了，这个不行。
So that day, in God's presence, I said, Lord, I can't do this.
我说主啊，救我。
Please save me.
我觉得基督徒有一个很宝贵的地方，就是 be true 哈。
And you know, one thing very precious about Christians is that we can be true.
你不要装假的去和好。
We don't have to pretend.
就告诉主说我不行。
Just tell the Lord, tell the Lord the truth.
我真的不行，想到这个家伙，我没办法爱他。
Said the Lord, I just cannot do it. There's no way I can love this guy.
我说主，你帮助我。
So Lord, help me.
其实我们整个人在主的面前都是赤裸敞开。
You know, our condition is completely revealed in His presence.
知道我们的需要，知道我们的问题，知道如何医治，知道如何帮助。
He knows our needs, our problems. He knows how to heal and how to help.
对，当我在那里祷告的时候。
So when I was praying.
我跟你说，真的就是经历了基督的替代。
I tell you, I truly experienced the substitution of Christ.
完全没有任何做人的道理，基督徒的道理。
And there is no doctrine or teaching as a Christian.
就是一下子从耶稣的角度看这个人的时候。
Just suddenly, I was able to view this person through Christ.
我里面有一个说不出来的爱。
And I had this love that's unspeakable.
一个世上的灵魂。
He is a lost soul.
一个没有神的人。
A man without God.
哎呀，我里面有一个说不出来主的爱在他的身上。
And I just sense this love from the Lord that's not describable.
我立刻为他灵魂得救祷告。
Immediately I pray for his soul.
而且我觉得我感动的眼泪都出来了。
And I even teared up.
所以我本来不理他的。
Originally, I decided not to associate myself.
我在实验室，他只要一进门，我就推开椅子，我就出去，不理他。
Whenever he walked into our lab, I would just leave.
但是那时候主感动我，我就到他办公室去找他。
But the Lord moved me, so actually I went to his office.
我拿把椅子坐在他旁边，他全然不自在，因为他知道他做什么。
I pulled a chair and sitting next to him, he felt very uneasy.
然后长话短说了，我就告诉他我是个基督徒，我一点不客气，我就不是一点没有隐藏，我说我是个基督徒。
Make things short, you know, I just told him honestly, I'm a Christian.
我说我刚刚来到这个公司，什么都不懂。
I'm new to this company, I know very little.
啊，我很希望能够多认识你。
I want to get to know you more.
哇，他全然不自在。
And he felt very uncomfortable.
然后他就告诉我。
So he told me.
他说我太太不久前跟我离婚了。
My wife just divorced me not long ago.
他说我唯一的女儿。
And my only daughter.
16岁，在
16 years old,
在 Arkansas 最近得
in Arkansas,
发现长了一个很难治的病，可能是不治之症。
And recently has been diagnosed to have this untreatable sickness.
然后公司这个问题。
And the project in the company.
他是 project lead, 已经很长时间解决不出来，老板给他很多的压力。
It's been a long time that I can finish this project, and I'm under tremendous pressure.
所以我一进来的时候，公司的大老板特别说 ，Han, 你虽然新来，但是可不可以帮忙一起看一看
？So when I first came into this company, my boss says, "Can you take a look at the project?"
所以当我一解决的时候，他马上就跑去报啊，说是他解决。
The moment I solved the problem, he immediately took it to the boss and gave himself the credit.
所以他那天用一种变相的口气方式，好像跟我道歉。
So he explained all these things to me as if he's apologizing in a very.
后来我在那个公司那三年半，我们两个是很好的朋友跟配搭。
And in the next 3.5 years, we become very good team.
弟兄姊妹，我很高兴的事情是，当你真经历基督替代的时候
，What I'm really glad is that when you truly experience the substitution.
他不是这样子，然后慢慢消，他是一下子都不见了。
It doesn't go up and down, but immediately disappear.
当我身上带着耶稣的死的时候，耶稣都生出来了。
When the death of Christ is on me and the life of Christ shows up.
他就取代了我们。
And he took our place.
所以身上带着耶稣的死，就会让耶稣的生显明在我们身上。
Carry on our body the death of Christ, so that the life of Christ can be seen.
所以基督的活出或是复活生命的彰显，是真实十字架经历的明证。
Therefore, the living out of Christ or the manifestation of the resurrection life is the sure proof of the work of cross.
所以不要随便说我最近在背十字架。
So don't say casually that, oh, I'm carrying my cross.
你真背十字架，一定有复活。
If you truly carry your cross, you will show resurrection.
因为真实十字架的经历一定是基督的彰显。
Because the true work or experience of the cross will bring in the manifestation of Christ.
圣经上从来没有只讲死死死，死跟复活永远连在一起。
Bible never just mentioned death alone. It's always connected to resurrection.
我们若是与主同死，也必与他同活。
If I die with Christ, I will resurrect with Christ.
我身上带着耶稣的死，耶稣的生就显在我身上。
And when I carry around on my body the death of Christ, His life will be shown.
我愿耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生显在我身上。
I'm put to death for the sake of Christ, so that the life of Christ can be seen on me.
什么时候不再是我，就乃是基督。
Whenever it's no longer I, then it's always it's Christ.
好，所以我在讲新人门训的时候弄了两个图，我快讲完了哈。这个大家看一下，这个你们的左边是一条山路。
And the picture to your left is a mountain road.
哦，你要骑脚踏车从山脚骑到山顶，那真的是很要命的。
And imagine you have to ride a bike from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain.
但是就是有这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹想说我要活着为耶稣。
Yeah, there are so many Christians who love the Lord says I will live for Christ.
哦，为主赴汤蹈火。
And I will do anything for Christ.
哦，我愿意把自己献上。
And I'm willing to offer myself.
所以我们都很努力的踩踩踩踩踩踩踩。
Therefore, we bike really hard.
但是早晚会累的。
But eventually we get tired.
因为我们都是能力有限公司的股东。
Because we're all shareholders of the limited power company.
总会骑不动的。
And we will be exhausted one day.
但是今天我们在基督里，不要忘了。
But don't forget, we are in Christ.
我们是这种 hybrid bike.
We are the hybrid bike.
当你觉得你不行的时候，
When you feel that I'm out of power,
希望主提醒我们，其实我们里面有另外一个能力可以替代我们。
We need to be reminded by the Lord that there's another power within us.
让我可以活着是基督。
So that I can say to live is Christ.
下一个图。
The next slide.
有一次我租车啊。
One time I rent a car.
他给了我这个 keyless 的一个车子。
And I got a keyless car.
那我你知道当 engineer 有一个毛病，就是不喜欢看 manual， 不喜欢看 instruction。
One common problem for engineers that we don't like to read manual.
拿了什么东西就直接开始玩就用啊。
You just start play with it when you got it.
所以人家要跟我解释，我说不用了，我拿了钥匙就上车了。
When they try to explain to me how to operate, I said, oh, don't bother, and I went to the car.
怎么发都发不动。
I just don't know how to start the car.
我只好谦卑下来。
So I had to humble myself.
才晓得如果要发动。
And I realized in order to start the car,
我得先踩刹车。
I have to step on the brake first.
这不合理性啊。
I said, this is not logical.
我明明要走，为什么要踩刹车？
I need to move forward. Why do I need to step on
brake? 所以我如果不读他 manual instruction, 我永远开不了车。
If I don't read the manual, I will never go anywhere.
所以你要能够发动这样子的车。
In order to start a car like that,
你得先踩刹车。
You have to step on the brake.
然后你按这个启动器。
Then push to start.
车子引擎就发动了。
And the engine will be active.
开过这个车吗？
We all have cars like that, right?
现在新的车可能都是这样子了。
Now all cars are like that.
弟兄姊妹，我们要能够真正在主的路上往前。
In order to, for us to proceed in the path of Jesus Christ,
我们需要放下自己。
We need to let go of ourselves.
是踩上刹车，我不要不再是我。
Just like step on the brake, it's no longer I.
然后好好的起来跑主的道路。
And at the same time, run after the Lord.
最后一个点。
The last point.
既然说基督的替代是我们生命成长跟属灵上得胜的这种关键。
Since we said the key is our spiritual success and victory.
然后神又使万事都互相效力，为了叫我们真的能够得到基督，像基督。
It's through the substitution of Christ and also how God works all things so that we can gain Christ.
所以我们要学习珍惜每一个，我再说每一个。
Then we need to cherish every opportunity.
我刚出来蒙召的时候，我们那里有一个弟兄跟我讲。
When I first were called to serve the Lord, a brother shared with me.
他说：“余弟兄啊，在 Silicon Valley 当传道人，你非得有两把刷子不可。”
Said brother, you need to have two brushes if you want to serve in Silicon Valley.
我说我一把都没有。
I said I don't have even one.
但是我服侍了三十年下来。
After three decades now.
我觉得服侍主真的需要有两把刷子。
I realized that I do need two brushes if I want to serve the Lord.
不然真的不是人干的。
Otherwise, no human being can survive.
不是旧人可以干的。
None of the old self life can survive.
所以人家问我说：“你两把刷子是什么？”
So they said, what are the two brushes you have?
啊，我说一个就是基督是一切又在一切之内。
One is Christ is all and in all.
就是万事都相效力。
And all things work for good.
另外一个就是不再是我，乃是基督。
And the other one is no longer I, but Christ.
真的，我太需要这两个刷子。
I really need these two brushes.
我在香港讲这句话的时候，底下都猛叉叉，听不懂什么。
When I share about the two brushes in Hong Kong, the congregation had no idea what I was talking about.
后来翻译的弟兄终于搞懂了，他说我们不讲两把刷子。
And finally, the interpreter realized what I was saying. He said, "You know, we don't use the term brushes."
我们讲要两把刀斧。
We said two axes.
这是跟香港弟兄的个性很像，要两把刀斧。
Two axes.
打真的。
They play for real.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这个世界上，人在江湖，要得胜，要得胜。
We are in this world, but we can overcome.
非得有两把刷子，两把刀斧不可。
If we have these two brushes or axes.
一个知道基督是我的生命，我可以活着，不再是我，是他。
One is to know that Christ is my life, so it's no longer I but Christ.
然后我靠着这个去面对我所有的遭遇。
And I can face all situations through that.
从另外一个角度来说，所有的万事都在互相效力。
And from the other point of view is that everything works together.
让我更深的认识经历基督是我的生命，基督是我的替代。
For my good, so that I can really experience that Christ is my life.
所以我们一定要好好珍惜每一个环境。
So we need to cherish every circumstance.
每一个都重要。
Every one of them is important.
要为着自己神摆在我旁边的属灵同伴要感谢神。
Give thanks to the Lord for people around me as my spiritual companion.
我说属灵领袖决定了我们成长的高度。
And the spiritual leader determines the height of our growth.
属灵同伴决定了我们成长的速度和品质。
And the spiritual companions determine the quality and the speed of our spiritual growth.
我们的高度是我们的主，所以我们永远有的长。
And our height is our Lord, so we have unlimited space to grow.
但是我们长得快，长得好不好，跟同伴很有关系。
But whether we grow well or fast enough is determined by how many companions we have.
希望我们一起加油，好不好？
Let's all fight on.
呀，德国的谚语说人老得很快，成熟得很慢。
And there's a saying in Germany that people grow old fast, but mature slowly.
因为很多的时候我们是在绕行。
Because a lot of time we're just running in circles.
我们感觉在往前，不过是日子经验在往前，属灵的生命不见得往前。
We feel that we're moving forward, but it's only days and experience that have been accumulated, but not necessary maturity.
所以，《申命记》二章二节，神对摩西说：“你们在旷野绕行的日子够了。”
Therefore, Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 2, God told Moses.It's enough days for you guys to circle around in the wilderness.
要起来往北走。
You need to rise up and move northbound.
要到基督里。
To enter into Christ.
哥林多前书三章三，保罗说我没有办法用就是我那时候对你们说话，不能把你们当属灵的，只能把你们当属肉体的。
And First Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible says, I cannot talk to you about spiritual things. I can only treat you as a baby and infants.
因为你们还是婴孩。
Because you are just like babies.
你们成为只能吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
You can only drink milk, not solid food.
所以他说我那个时候 是 不能够用奶喂你们，不能够用饭喂你们，只能够用奶给你们。
Therefore, I cannot feed you with solid food, but feed you with milk.
但保罗的下一句话就非常扎到我的心。
And what he said afterwards really touched my heart.
他说你们那时不行，如今还是不行。
He said, you were like that then, and you are still like that now.
你看我们有多少的遭遇。
Look at how many environments we go through.
我十年前是怎么反应，我现在十年后还是一样的反应。
How I react to my environment 10 years ago, I react the same way 10 years later.
如果我会发脾气，我现在还是在发脾气。
And I would throw ill temper 10 years ago, and I still do the same thing.
我十年前会用撒谎保护自己，我现在还是用撒谎保护自己。
10 years ago, I protect myself through lies. 10 years later, I still protect myself through
lies. 我十年前舍不得奉献，我到现在还是舍不得奉献。
And I did not want to offer myself 10 years ago, same thing 10 years later.
我十年前没有稳定的灵修生活，我十年后还是没有稳定的灵修生活。
I did not have regular devotion life 10 years ago, 10 years later, still the same.
我那时不行，如今还是不行。
So it's like I wasn't good enough then, I'm still not good now.
我们一直在绕行。
We are still walking in circles.
希望 2023 年是我们停止绕行的日子。
I pray that 2023 is the end of walking in circles.
让我们都起来。
Let us all rise up.
接受基督的替代。
Accept the substitution of Christ.
过完全不一样的生活。
To live a totally different life.
也带给周围人祝福。
And also become a blessing to people.